understand. I'm not too proud.
Okay, so with Yom Tov coming up, apparently it's Shavuos next week. Not next week.
Yes, it is Shavuos next week.
So, there's a big issue that everyone has on Shavuos, every Yom Tov, particularly Shavuos, and that is people, especially in the summer, get hot. People want to have showers, baths, wash themselves down. It's very hot, sweaty. People want to know, how does it work with washing yourself on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamates says that Chazal made a gzeira against having a bath, a shower, washing yourself on Shabbos. Why? Because it happened that people were going to the bathhouse, really, to have a bath on Shabbos, not one of the Lamates Melachas. Can have a bath. There was no Melacha involved having a bath. What was the problem? Having a shower. But while most people were going, and there wasn't always enough water, or the water was too cold, so the people that were heating up water on Shabbos, they were making a fire, some out of it, Bishul were cooking the water, Chazal forbade showers on Shabbos for that reason. Yom Tov is the same thing, although Aruch Shulchan, Achronim point out, the Yom Tov you're allowed to cook and make a fire. But still, when you see the Yom Tov is not always Mutar, because it may be also on the Yom Tov as well, Chazal left the Gzeira in place. Now, the Gzeira is so strong, by the way, it's important to know this. People think, okay, Gzeira Rabbanon, no. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you put your hands in water and stand next to fire, so the water gets hot as it dries, that's also a problem with washing yourself in hot water on Shabbos. So you see, the Gzeira goes so far, even if you don't go into hot water, you go into cold water, and then change that water that's on you into hot water, it's also Nichlal in the Gzeira of Rechitza, Bechamin, and Shabbos. It's a very strong Gzeira Chazal made. Now, as a way of introduction, we have to know there's three types of waters negate the sukkah. There's water that was heated before Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos, and water that wasn't heated at all, cold water. It's Mayim Shehuchmu Me'er Shabbos, Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, and then there's cold. Three categories. What are the halachos of these categories? So, the number one and number three, the two extremes are very easy. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, water heated on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is also to wash afilu etzba k'dana. You put your finger in, it's ready in Issa, of Rechitza. This water heated on Shabbos, even heated beheta. A goy heated it, it went on a time switch, it heated in the sun, no one did any malacha. But when Shabbos came in, this water was cold, and now it's hot, there's an Issa to wash at all, anything. Your face, your finger, one bit of Rechitza, this water's a problem. You can use it to wash your dishes, you can use it to clean the bath out, but you can't wash yourself in this water. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos or Mayim shehuchmu b'Yom Tov is awesome, completely awesome. People on Yom Tov say, ooh, we need hot water, start adding water in, even beheta. They have a kettle, they put it for coffee, there's too much water. They finally allow to add water on Yom Tov for drinking. There's loads of water, let's use it for washing. Mayim shehuchmu b'Yom Tov is it used for any of that water? Number one. The other extreme is cold water. Cold water is the halacha. Cold water is always mutter. Cold doesn't mean freezing cold. It means as long as it's room temperature or colder than usual, come to some, it's a gnocchi shvach of water, that's always mutter. So someone wants to know, comes on to want to know, can have a shower. First thing is, if you're brave enough to have a cold shower, a cold bath, no problem at all. There's only two issues, and we'll discuss each one. Number one is schitus hair, getting hair wet. There's a problem that you may come to squeeze it. And imagine if you're careful not to squeeze it, it's not like clothes where there's an issa to get wet because the gzeira is squeezing. Hair, if you're careful, is okay. So just be careful not to squeeze hair. The second thing is, the Magen brings from Trumas Hadesh in Maril, there's a meaning not to wash even in cold. Why? They bring a few chashashas. In those days, where did you wash? Outside. You have the water on you still, you don't dry yourself. You can be carrying water. Especially a girl or a woman with long hair, you squeeze it out, you can really move a lot of water. There's a problem of carrying. There's a problem as well of schitasa, of hair. So what do you do about that? So there are boys who say that our showers are not included. It means when you go out to the bathhouse, out to the river, that's a problem. In your own house, you want to have a cold shower, no problem. Ramosha says more than that. Ramosha says, the whole theory is to go into water. You have a bath, swimming pool, mikveh, pond, river, lake, sea. You go into the water. If you have a shower, they put water on you, that wasn't the gzeira. That wasn't the minig that the Mugan Aram brings not to have a cold shower. Whenever it comes to these things, in Bailey Khadusha, we only look at what Chazal forbade. So cold water's mutter. Ay, the gzera, the minig, not to go into cold, even cold. So Shemoisha, that's only a bath. So someone wants to have a shower at home, cold, there's no problem. Watch out, squeeze hair, no problem at all. That's cold. So we have the two extremes here. Ma'am Shukhub Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos, or on Yontif, that water is asa to have any rechitza at all. No matter what you do, out. The other extreme, cold water is always mutter, especially if it's a shower, especially at home, no problem. The middle section is the big shayla, and that is Ma'am Shukhub Me'er Shabbos, or Me'er Yontif. That means it's hot water, it was heated air shelves every Yom Tov. Now, the first thing to know is, if this water was heated air shelves every Yom Tov, we have a lot of Ethereum, but how come it's still hot? How do you preserve the heat? So you go to the mikvah, how do they do with the mikvah? They put a boiling water for Shabbos, and then they just leave it, and it just pachas v'hoylech, it slowly drops in temperature throughout Shabbos. Someone said to me just now that a lot of the mikvahs open before mincha, the chassidim ones go before mincha, so they have them open, and somebody is open for mincha. So if you go there, it's freezing cold, because they heated it up on Friday, and now it's cold. They may cover it, they preserve, try to preserve the heat, but really it's not well preserved.
Why is it not preserved?
What happens if you've got water which you heated before Shabbos? Shabbos kettle, bubbling hot, and you leave it in the Shabbos kettle, you leave it on the blech, you leave it on the flame. What's that? Is that Ma'am Shukhu Me'erev Yontif, Me'erev Shabbos, or is it Ma'am Shukhu B'Shabbos Yontif? Meaning, the heat that this was imparted into this water on Friday or Erev Yontif is long gone. How is it still hot? Because you're maintaining the heat, you're leaving on a heat source. So now comes Shabbos afternoon, Yontif afternoon. The heat I'm experiencing now is heat that was imparted throughout Shabbos. The original heat is long left. So what does this water have? Is it Ma'am Shukhmu Me'erev Yontif or Me'erev Shabbos? Or is it called Ma'am Shukhmu B'Shabbos and Beyond? How do you feel this water? This is a big machlokes. The Arab boys can hold that this water is water that was heated Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, and now you just continue the heat. Chazal let you do that. Some say no. This water is water that heated on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. Lemais is machlokes. There are many machmirim. People should bring for Ramosha. Lemais Ramosha is not very clear inside, but they bring a lot of Shevalim. Shevalim says clearly is Ma'am Shukhmu B'Shabbos or Ma'am Shukhmu Beyond Tov.
Even so, cool.
Sorry?
Even for drinking?
No, we're talking to Baila washing. Clever drinking, as long as it's got a blech, there's no problem. Yeah. So for washing, again, for washing, we said the gzira is Ma'am Shukhmu B'Shabbos or Ma'am Shukhmu was heated on Yom Tov. You can't touch this water for washing. According to what Sheva Levi says in the Ramosha, apparently Ramosha is not so clear, Ramosha, this water which was poured before Yom Tov is Ma'am Shukhmu Yom Tov. The man of Sheva Levi says, "Welcome to your chodel." Someone feels very uncomfortable. He can be mekel, because it is machlekes. The person needs to be mekel. So the first thing to know is, that's what I said at the beginning. Someone who wants to have a shower and can do the cold shower, that's the best, because then you don't enter any shaila at all. The minute you want to have a hot shower, how's this water hot? If it's from Erev Yontif, you put in a thermos flask, and it's Yontif night till it's still warm, great. It's Ma'am Shukhmu Me'erev Yontif. But the minute you take water from the kettle, or anything which was heated up, continuously heated, or for even more so if it was heated on Yom Tov with a time switch or something like that, or the sun, that's going to be Ma'am Shukhmu Yom Tov.
If now, the water's in the tank, in the cylinder, then the mat even fits up with the Yom Tov, and they shout, it's boiling hot, and then you...
How's it kept hot? It's just insulation?
Hot, let's say it's just kept, the whole system goes off.
So if it's off, then it's fine, it's Ma'am Shukhmu Me'erev.
Cold water
replaced. Oh, that's something else. That's really the next stage. We're not even getting there. But before you get there, it's a good point he mentioned. If you have one of these cylinders that's properly insulated, and the water's coming out of it hot, the system's off, nothing's getting heated, no problem at all. Why? Because Ma'am Shukhmu Me'erev. Now, there is a shadow of the cold water coming in. That's the thing my colleagues from Rilashim, Shem Zalman, I actually saw in my media 1 week. Someone showed me years ago, about, I don't know, 10 years ago, someone wrote in, so that's an idea that people think you can't have a shower on Yom Tov. So why not? It's Bishul's Mutter. So I wrote a whole letter and put them straight, explained them, well, that's an idea, they're not, that's an halacha. And it's awesome, you can't do it. But this business has the same shaila. Now, if they would switch off the system and just have the water, the heat preserved, then it's okay. Yeah, you can switch the cold off as well. It's a good point to say, if the water's just insulated, like a giant thermos flask, no problem. Now, we haven't yet said what the halach is. We've talked on mine, shehuchum me'er v'yontif. We haven't said what the halach is with it. You're allowed to wash. So, it's not so simple. Again, in summary, ma'ayuchmu sorry, ma'ayuchmu b'shabas, on Shabbos, b'yontif, on yontif, also, out. Actually, it's cold water, always mutter, as much shower as you like in cold water. The middle stage of mayim shehuchmu me'erv yontif, or mayim shehuchmu me'erv Shabbos, was the halacha then. So this differs Shabbos yontif slightly. The halacha is on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash up to roiv guf. I mean, it's not roiv. So 49% of your body in this water, no problem. So you have your thermos flask or whatever you've got with water that heats beforehand. It's not on the flame, unless you go to the makilim. Let's say it's not on the flame. The thermos flask, you want to wash half your body, 49%, no problem. You're allowed to on chaps. However, to wash your whole body is also even Ava. You wash your hand, then wash your other arm, wash your leg, wash your foot. That's also on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, very easy to remember. Ma'am Shukum, per Shabbos, also. Cold, mutter. And the middle stage, Ma'am Shukum, the Arab Shabbos, depending on machloikas, preserve the, didn't preserve the on a flame. Let's say he didn't, had a thermos flask. Shabbos, 49% of your body, no problem. Yontif, there's an additional heta. An additional heta is on Yontif, you're allowed to do your whole body Eva Eva. Which means, to take the hot water for your body is awesome, on Yontif. But to do one piece of your body at a time, one limb at a time, that's okay. So, Yontif will be the same as Shabbos. Mayim Shuchu be Yontif, out. Cold, always mutter. And Mayim Shuchu be Erev Yontif, either you do 49%, or you do 100% in increments. Eva, Eva, Eva. So that's basically a very short summary of the laws of washing on Yontif. Now,
cotton as well, how many cotton more than...
A cotton, yeah. Children, well, so children, the heta is mitzvah. Rabbi Kiyaka says a big heta. Even by Shabbos. This is a big heta, which I think is the biggest heta you can have to renown. Says Rabbi Kiyaka, if you have water, manage your chumir of Shabbos. What do you say that law is? Ma'ayim shuchum me'erev Shabbos, on Shabbos 49%. On Yom Tov, Eva Eva, or 49%.
Says Rabbi
Kiyaka, on Yom, sorry, on
Yom Tov,
sorry, Shabbos 49%. Yom Tov, 49% or 100% Eva Eva. Says Rabbi Kiyaka, if you meant Stahe, this is Ketzas Chola, it's not Chola, Ketzas Chola, you're feeling uncomfortable, then Ma'ayim shuchum me'erev, you can have 400%. So I think this was. Yeah, 100% Azoy. I think this will be the case. Why is the guy washing on Yom Tov? You're not bored. Why are you doing it? Because you're not comfortable. Once you've been starting out, you could clearly walk together with style. The guy says, I think I'll have a shower. I don't know. Mitzvah Azoy, the person feels there's no gushmak. Mitzvah bothers him properly. Should I have Mitzvah by a sukkah? What's the guy Mitzvah by a sukkah? So Mishmur says, if you're in your house, what do you do? If you say, no, I'm fine, then stay in your sukkah. If you say, I'm going to the other room, then you can leave your sukkah. Same here. Mitzvah means, if it was a weekday, I'll have a shoe wash. And in Mitzvah, again, Ma'im Shavuch Me'erev. Not to Ma'im Shavuch Me'erev.
Why?
Chazal made different gazeres. They worried how much it would come to someone to light a fire on Shabbos.
How much?
How much chance would you come to light a fire on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Sorry?
It's
Xeir. Yes, Xeir Drabonim. Yeah. It's even less. They point out it's not Isra Drabonim. On Shabbos, there are Isra Drabonim. Muksa. It's Rabbonim. This is not the Isra Rabbonim, it's a Gzeir. It's much more light, it's much lighter than the moment Isra Rabbonim. There are many colours.
So
the children, babies.
Between Shabbos and Mikveh?
What do you mean?
Is it
Mikveh? Yes, but Mikveh, again, they rely on the same material. It's Ma'ayim Shulchan Me'erev. It's only Ma'ayim Shulchan Me'erev. And Ma'ayim Shulchan Me'erev, we said only 49%, but it's Tzorech Mitzvah they make. Yes, that's why Mikveh make them, Tzorech Mitzvah. Yeah, Yom Tov as well. If it's a mitzvah, the shaila is that he gets to the grid, they get the mikvah. Yes, so he serves kedusha. A guy is very holy, and he likes to get the mikvah 45 times. So is that called a mitzvah? So it depends on what section of Kaisel you come from. Is it called a mitzvah? Oh, very good. Why? Because it is. Once you can say it does something. Once you're already gone, well, is it? Can you justify going again with whatever to serve kedusha the mikvah offers? That's the shaila. I mikvah. Yeah. Now, just to end off, all this is discussing one aspect, that is washing yourself Shabbos and Yom Tov. Problem is, in Yom Tov, how do you get water hot? Ma'im shehuchmu b'yom tov. So we said Ma'im shehuchmu b'yom tov is out. However, For Ponov the other raglob, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because in Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, Shabbos you're not. You're allowed to cook in Yom Tov, so let's cook the water. Let's have a full hot bath. No. It's got to be Tova Shomer Kol Nefesh. Everything, every malach you do on Yom Tov, it's got to be something that everyone appreciates. This is the shayla of smoking. Is smoking Shomer Kol Nefesh? Does every person on this planet like to smoke? If they don't, it could be some Shomer Kol Nefesh. You'll tell me not every guy on this planet likes potatoes. And we all cook potatoes. The answer is it's a normal thing to like potatoes. You may like boiled, mashed, diced, chopped, roasted. Everyone's got their way they like. But potatoes is a normal, accepted food to eat. So if you have something which is not normal, like something, like let's say, smoking, if most people don't like it, then it'll be very tricky to justify smoking because it could be not Shavu Kol Nefesh. Says the Gemara that shower is not Shavu Kol Nefesh. So everyone's asking, why is not Shavu Kol Nefesh? Who doesn't have a shower? Who doesn't have a shower every now and again? Some people we hope more often than others. Why is it not Shavu Kol Nefesh? So the boys will discuss this. Some say it's not Shavu Kol Nefesh to have a shower every day. So Yom Tov really is one day. Chazal says, seeing as you don't need to have a shower every single day, dafka, you have every second day. Not Shavu Kol Nefesh. Some say it's not Shavu Kol Nefesh because it's a luxury. If you have a bit of water, you wash yourself, your whole body in water. That's not a necessity like eating. Someone doesn't eat the whole day. Try it, see what happens. You don't wash the whole day, so you're a bit sweaty, you wash where you're sweaty, but to have a full-blown shower, some want to say, that's true, not Shavu Kol Nefesh. The different halachos, 4 or 5 halachim in the poskim, how to explain the Gemara. But the Gemara says, not Shavu Kol Nefesh. So to heat up water on Yom Tov for that, is it Zaraisa? You're cooking, Shavu Kol Nefesh. So,
when will that make a difference?
No, because once the acid, it will stay also. Because not Shavu Kol Nefesh for every person every day, this is how the Pnei Shura explains. It's got to be always a regular normal thing. For sure, exceptional days. But a regular day, not. For a regular day, not. You can't say Shavu Kol Nefesh means always everyone, regular, standard Shavu Kol Nefesh. So if there's hot water to heat up, be a problem. So, Ponyo the Raglav, the Gemara says, is Shavu Kol Nefesh. Every day, person washes his face, hands get dirty the whole time. Always washing our hands. So to heat up water for Ponyo the other Raglav, the Shaila. In those days, they used to walk bare feet. So let's leave feet out of this. But if you heat up water for your face and your hands, that is Shavu Kol Nefesh. That'll be no problem. Someone wants to wash their hands. Okay, a bit strange. Not only people who staff can eat hot.
Today, Raglav
wear shoes. Yeah, so Raglav were left out. There's Raglav left out. There'll be a lot of points out. But basically, with one hot water for his face, especially, be no problem to heat up water for his face. But you can't use this water for anything else. It's going to be just for your face or your hands. But to use it for your whole body is a problem. Kivega asks, why is there not Rubi Bishurin? Add in a bit more here, Lord Cheshire, why you can't do that. It's important to know that you cannot heat up water on Yom Tov for anything besides upon Yom Tov Raglav. So people have a boiler system, and they know it goes automatic, they have water for Cheshboinus.
Not dishes either.
Oh, dishes is a big shayla. Let's leave dishes out for now. Let's talk about showering. So shower is hot water for coffee, no problem. Yom Tov, keep adding, no problem. Add and add and add. But to add for washing would be a problem.
What about
by 1 second, we should answer the question at the end. So therefore, in summary, let's just summarize. We're running out of time. There's 3 sages. There's Ma'ariv Shulchanu be'erev Shabbos. Sorry, Ma'ariv Shulchanu be'Shabbos. Water heated on Shabbos. Water heated on Yom Tov. That's out. Always asa. Ezva Ketam is asa. Ma'ariv Shulchanu be'Shabbos. The other extreme, cold water, always mutter. The middle is Ma'ariv Shulchanu be'erev. And then you have the shaila. How do you preserve the heat? Is it still on the flame, or is it preserved through insulation? And that water, 49% of your body. Or on Yom Tov, Eva.
I'm asking you about the veilers now. Are we allowed to have a wash in the Yom Tov?
No, what do you mean? It's very important. I need to know about the veilers.
Here you are.
Thank you.